looking for beavers. All right. Let's go.
Hey, you see that?
My dick's asleep.
That is exactly what the beavers would want.
And you're back with Beaver Rodeo. We are your hosts, George and
Jen.
And today we have a very special guest. It's my brother,
Cordero.
What's up, Cordero?
Marrero, brother of the brother, George. I'm good.
Something that me and Cordero have been starting to experience as we've gotten older is people, I guess, think we sound alike.
Oh, yeah.
Through audio?
Yeah, that's true. So this might, like, we see each other. So to us, we're like, oh, we're on point. This is happening. We know exactly what's going on. But to other people, that might be not the same experience.
Yeah. So to that, if you want to be able to tell us apart as we speak, I am the older brother. He is the younger brother. And there you go.
How does that help anything? That doesn't sound the same to me. I can tell the difference between your voice, but I'm just like, how is that going to... Are you going to be like, older brother speaking?
Okay, well, if that doesn't help, the other way to tell us apart is that I'm taller than Cordero.
Because people can see you in an audio podcast. Yeah.
Right, I'm taller.
Cordero's also far more muscular than I am.
Right.
Yeah. What other ways can they tell us apart?
Do you have more facial?
Oscar one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a beard and glasses.
And I have 20/21 vision. So I'm like an eagle. Like a visually impaired eagle.
There you go. There's plenty of ways to tell us apart, all right? Just get on it, guys.
Just get with the program.
Yeah. So today's episode, since we are brothers, me and Jen have lived together for over 10 years now, there's something we all share, and that's our love for cartoons.
Yeah.
And growing up, watching cartoons in the morning was always a special thing, especially for me and Cordero, because I don't know if you remember Cordero, but waking up early, like on Saturday mornings, and trying to like sneak into the living room so that we didn't wake up mom and dad, so that we could like put the TV on like around 7 o'clock in the morning with our bowls of cereal to watch like our favorite cartoons. And like we hear like a rustling of like, it's like, oh fuck. We like lower the
zombie.
We lower the volume down to like 4. And it's like,
We had like with them, remember what coughs they did? Like, oh man, that's her sleeping cough. She's still asleep. We're good.
Yeah, yeah. And like for us, like we grew up in I was obviously full on 80s. You had the early 90s. Same thing for you, Jen.
Yeah.
But even the 90s, we still had old TVs. At least me and Cordero did. Like we didn't really have remotes until we had cable, but we didn't always have cable. So like, remember the TV we used to have with the clicker on it, where like the knobs that would click, it'd be like click, 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 click.
The tube TV.
And they'd be super fucking loud. What was that?
Super Nintendo on that. Like we had two different ones that both were clicky TVs and one had weird colors sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's old. The tubes were fucking, they're running out.
But I mean, we watched TV on them. We got our cartoons in. It worked out.
Yeah, yeah. It was all worth it. It was an adventure. Like there was a mission before you even got to watch the cartoons. Like as we got older, like we got blessed with things like Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network just as much as that generation did. But before that, we had to work for our cartoons. You know, we earned every episode, not just as good behavior, but also sneaky behavior.
Looking back, I'm like, that makes sense because I know I watched a lot of Saturday morning cartoons, but I really only remember like 2 or 3. So like, seriously caught 2 or 3. I'm like, all right, if we catch this, we can't get 100%. We can't aim for 100% efficiency here. So let's aim for 50% max. We watch like 2 cartoons consistently. We've got Beast Wars in. And Batman Animated Adventure or something like that.
Yeah. Well, with that, you know, as adults, you know, cartoons are kind of like the thing, like, why are you watching cartoons? You're an adult. But
I do what I want.
At the same time, we're lucky to be in this day and age where, like, nostalgia and geek fandom is all the craze. Like, it's kind of like the norm. It's the accepted thing. It's the popular thing to do now.
Yeah, it's super
accepted
now, especially anime.
Yeah. Yeah, which anime, I kind of want to have an episode just for that because that's like a beast of its own.
Yeah.
So today we'll focus on just American quote-unquote animation. But what are the cartoons that you remember from your childhood that like till this day, like I can still binge watch this animation over and over again? I have not gotten sick of this.
If I'm being honest, I don't know. Like, because I look back at some of the things that I had watched and really enjoyed. Like, this is no doubt really great. Best cartoon I've ever seen. But I can't bring myself to go back and watch it because I'm like an animation snob. I want to see something that has newer animation. I always want that new. So I'm afraid, like, I don't want to go back and watch the X-Men or Batman and go through that whole thing again, even though I know when I was a kid, I'm like, this is why I know about these characters. But yeah, maybe Samurai Champloo or Cowboy Bebop. But those are anime.
The animes.
Yeah, and those were like adult things. For example, maybe Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead, kind of. I tried going back and watching that because that came out when we were a kid, even though that was not meant for kids. That was not.
No, I definitely have a list of not a meant for kid cartoons.
Yeah, like Ren and Stimpy also somehow. It was only on Nickelodeon or something like that. But you should not have been watching that if you were a kid. It was really like grotesque. It wasn't like it was adult. It was just really grotesque, like weird body grossness.
There were a lot of butts.
Yeah.
There were so many asses in Ren and Stimpy.
Butt fat going into different places on your body. Like they did the Kim Kardashians before the Kardashians. They really did. They put butt fat in random places and they made Ren look super yoked because of Stimpy's.
Oh, fat. Yeah, yeah.
I remember that episode.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a crazy cartoon. Even as a kid, I'm like, this is insane. My mom's like, our mom, I was talking to my brother. But yeah. she wasn't really that cool with that cartoon. She was not interested in it. She thought it was gross. Like, we shouldn't be watching it. But dad was like, I fucking love this cartoon. I'm like, yeah, me too, bro. Let's watch this. I
think yeah, that
a heavy influence are on us watching cartoons we were not supposed to be watching.
For sure, yeah. Well, that goes into my memories of watching cartoons is, like, I used to watch, like, Thundercats, Transformers, G.I. Joe, like, the tops, you know, from the 80s and everything.
I'm so glad
you And I got to watch those because Dad would watch them with me. Like, me and Dad don't have many memories from my childhood that's like, oh, wow, this was, like, a golden memory. But that's one of those few things where it's like, I remember Dad sitting down in the morning, and he'd want to watch the cartoons, too. Granted, there was a ritual, you will say, that that happened, that still happens till today, where, like, the wake and bake ritual.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, you know, Dad would spark up a joint, and he'd watch cartoons in the morning with us. And, like, he would suffer through the shitty cartoons, too. So, like, if we were watching Masters of the Universe with He-Man, and then there was Jem, which was that, like, 80s rocker chick who was a superhero.
Oh, yeah. Always come up with a scripture for the band.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that, and then you have Thundercats. So, like, we didn't want to watch Gem, but we watched it because, like, all right, it's in between two great cartoons we love watching. So we'll put up with it. And in turn, we kind of became fans because it's just like, well, I wonder what's going to happen next week. How's Gem going to get out of this one?
So much time shit already.
That's how Powerpuff Girls got me.
Powerpuff Girls was good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Mojo Jojo. There is only one. Mojo Jojo.
Yeah, but I didn't know that character was going to be in it right away. Like, when I was watching it, I was just like, oh, man, these little girls, this is silly. And then after a while, I'm like, oh, shit, this guy created these little girls in the lab. There's a cross-dressing demon dude. Evil monkey. What the hell's going on here? So I got sucked in as opposed to, like, it's about little girls. It's about three little girls.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't automatically know, like, oh, there's going to be some interesting characters in here. It's going to be three cross-dressing dudes also trying to be Powerpuff Girls somehow. There's going to be a devil that's
yeah,
like one, it's a lifestyle. Three, it's a disguise. They're trying to be espionage in a failed attempt. Those hairy ass legs. They didn't even try to pass off as like, oh, we're lanky versions of these Powderpuff Girls. They just put like a, what's it called? That store. I forget what that store is. The party store where you buy costumes, cheap costumes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
but that place, cheap costumes. Powderpuff Girls.
Kudo, you brought up a good point, I think, Jen, you kind of relate with.
What?
Which is that idea, it's hard to go back.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on the animation thing. Like, I don't, it's like with video games, like, I can't play, like, old graphics. Like, I just, or I even have a hard time watching, like, old films. Like, anything that's not in high def, I'm just like, those shitty, like, CGI graphics, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we often have those conversations. They're like, hey, remember that movie? Like, did you see? I'm just going to throw out something random, like Back to the Future, and just like, nah, it looks too old.
I've used that excuse for a lot of things. Yeah. Like, nah, it looks too old. I don't want to,
like,
watch it.
You watch Star Wars? Oh, it's really old. That's like, it's from my childhood. I'm not old, am I? And you're like, yeah.
Well, your mind is skewed based on what's going on at that time. So when you first experience all of this stuff, in your mind, like, oh, this is the best animation I've ever seen in my whole life. Like, when I had seen Tekken 3, I'm like, oh, man, the hair is, like, it's real life. This is amazing. And then I looked back. No thought. That was real in my mind. And looking back, I'm like, wow, what was wrong with me?
Mentally busted. Jen, did you have any cartoons, though, like from your childhood? You can think back where it's like, man, I can still dive into that.
Well, let me clarify how Saturday morning cartoons worked in my household. It didn't. It's not because we couldn't. It's just because I couldn't wake up before noon. So it's completely my fault.
Much like today.
Much like today. I woke up like, it's only been an hour since I've been awake.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, I couldn't prioritize like cartoons over sleep. I was just like, if I happen to wake up and be awake and catch something, I'll catch something. But most of the, so any of those Saturday morning cartoons that you guys watched, like when they were new and released every weekend, it was when I happened to watch reruns of it, like later on in the afternoon in the summer.
Okay.
Jen got those secondhand cartoons.
Yeah. So I was really like with everything, I was just very late to any fandom. I was like, hey, did you catch that cartoon from like last summer? Because I finally watched it. But when we were going over the list, I feel like the Beetlejuice cartoon really stuck out to me just because I really loved the movie.
Yeah.
And then I really loved like how the movie portrayed Beetlejuice as being like this creepy ass dude. Like, and he is. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. He was a creepy asshole.
He was a creepy asshole. But in the cartoon, he was like a hero and he was fun. He was still like a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, cause it's a cartoon, it's made for kids or whatever. So it's supposed to be more fun and not less on like the creepy, potentially like asshole.
Yeah.
But
whoa. The what? Potentially what?
He was trying to marry Lydia.
Yeah, like in the movie, Lydia was probably maybe 16 years old.
Yeah,
like, at the most.
She wasn't legal.
Yeah. And Beetlejuice is this dead guy.
So I mean, even if he wasn't a dead guy, she was still, you know,
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Lydia as well. That's a lot of things going wrong in that one interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, the cartoon was fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun with the cartoon. Like, I remember watching the cartoon. It was loads of fun. And they were like buddies.
They were super close friends. Because she didn't want to marry him.
Yeah.
She was under duress because she didn't want that family to get fucked.
Yeah.
But and they were like, yay, adventures, and we're going to do stuff. And yay, don't say Camelot.
Yeah.
He's basically the Rick Sanchez before Rick Sanchez.
Holy shit, yeah. It was totally the Rick and Morty of its time.
For sure, yeah. Okay, so yeah.
Because Morty was duress as fuck.
Yeah. Man, that's a really good thing you pointed out. I did not even think of it that way.
Yeah, it's true. They both have like the drool or whatever.
Yeah, they're both crazy individuals. Creepy. Except Rick, his momentum is good with his creepiness. So if it's creepy, he just kind of keeps going, doesn't acknowledge what happened.
I also feel like Beetlejuice is a schemer who's always trying to like get one over on somebody. While Rick, he schemes, but he's out for himself though. Like, he cares about himself. In the Beetlejuice cartoon, he kind of did care about Lydia.
He cared about Lydia a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
was a total opposite of the movie.
Yeah, absolute opposite of the movie. And I love both.
I wish I remembered Beetlejuice more now. Because I really don't. Like, even when you said the cartoon, I remember that the cartoon existed, but I don't remember actually watching it. Like, I was just making up references. Like, oh, that sounds like this, as though I saw the cartoon.
I'm glad it worked out.
But it was accurate. Because, like, when Lydia would go to school, Beetlejuice would follow her.
Yeah.
And he'd go to, like, high school hijinks. Uh-huh. It was ridiculous.
But that sounds like something we'd totally watch and be like, oh, that's fine. But watching it now, I'd be like, oh, this is a bit weird, but I guess okay. But for kids, though, I would think that. As an adult, I'd watch all sorts of nonsense, as I did when I was a kid.
So yeah.
It's just for kids now. I look at things and I'm thinking, oh, this is meant for kids? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is deep. This is going in your mind hole.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing. Like, something on my list I kind of pointed out to myself was the maturity level of the cartoons that we watched when we were kids and where they are today. So like when we were kids, we loved things like the X-Men and the Spider-Man cartoon and even Batman, you know, superhero based things. And back then they took on really heavy topics. You know, like you watch the X-Men, it was all based on like the John Byrne X-Men from the 80s, which dealt with racism. It dealt with relationships, you know, it dealt with political things, like everything was in there. And they didn't try to like sugarcoat it. Like it was straight up like you saw Wolverine deal with like the love triangle between him, Jean Grey, and Cyclops. And we were like 10 years old or 8 years old. You know what I mean? Like we were super young and it didn't fly over our heads. Like we understood it. We got it. We related with him in some way, you know, like we felt bad for them. And today, like you, I feel like animation doesn't, at least American cartoons don't deal with that kind of subject. But at the same time, you got things like SpongeBob, where they have dirty jokes that are interwoven in their kiddie humor. While you're a kid, you don't see the dick joke. But as an adult, like that was a dick joke right now. You know, I feel like nowadays there has to be some kind of subtext where they can get away with it.
Yeah.
As opposed to back in our day, like they just gave it to you. Like you mentioned the Ren and Stimpy thing. Like they were up front, like this is booger butt humor, you know, fucking Rocko's Modern Life. Rocko's Modern Life had a superhero with like pimples that could show you the future. Like pimples went into your eyeballs and showed you the future. Like, it was so weird. You know,
what was that? I thought that was Ren and Stimpy. Okay.
Ren and Stimpy had Powdered Toast Man.
Yeah.
Which maybe he had the same power. I don't know. But it was still like the vulgar humor was straight up. Like they weren't hiding that shit at all. While nowadays they have to be more tongue in cheek about it.
Yeah.
It's like it's interesting how that's changed.
Oh, I feel like what the moms that hate everything are a lot more active now than they were back then, whatever that group is.
Oh, the moms that hate everything. I forget what it's called. I know we talked about.
Yeah.
Huh?
Is it Karen? The one that asked to see your manager?
All of the Karens. All of the Karens. Someone took a NWA album and they turned it into like KWA, Karens with Attitude. It was just a bunch of like blonde white ladies in a circle.
The soccer moms.
Yeah. And they're all like wearing pink sweaters. And they changed like every like song title to that album to like something that a Karen would say. But like in line with like the name of the original song.
Yeah.
I got to find it and send it to you guys.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah. It's like, what would fuck the police be?
No, there will be one on her phone looking at you while she's on her phone. She's calling the police.
Yeah. It's like instead of a lowrider in the back, it's just like a minivan with hubcaps, no rims.
Of course. <Yeah. laughs>
The window slowly going up as she's looking at you through this window that's going up.
You hear the wheels in the bus going round and round in the background. Oh, Jen found it.
Track listing. I need a manager. 2, I don't see color. Owning libs? I don't even know what that means.
Like that phone is large. How big is that phone?
We put it like this.
Jesus Christ. So like either she has small hands or that is a tablet she's holding right now.
It's like head to phone comparison. For those who are just listening.
It's a Note 10 Plus.
Yeah.
God, so it's like the size of my whole hand, pretty much.
Yeah. They're big phones. They're pretty much tablet phones.
Yeah. One of the tracks is called You People. But anyways, back to cartoons.
We digress.
I think that they had original content to be based off of. For example, like the comic books are already out with that content, and it was meant to be slightly mature. It was meant to be adult messages and societal messages up front, so that way you're not confused about what message is trying to be conveyed here. So when they brought it to the cartoon, they really didn't have too much work to do. They just kind of had to make it more condensed and concise because you can't put entire comic book history, everything inclusive, in this one series. So they just kind of like took out some things, made some slight alterations here or there, but they already had the story of what to say. Whereas most cartoons, to come out fresh as something that they don't know will be accepted right away, it's a different battle, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. I think the thing that always surprised me is that they put that chance.
Yeah.
Like these things were like on, for us at least, we grew up in Massachusetts, all three of us. And we'd watch like Fox, which was Channel 25 for us, with Fox cartoons in the morning. Channel 56, which was like WB back then. That was a place we watched our cartoons. But Fox is what we had, X-Men and stuff. And so they took a big chance showing such adult, you know, ideas on kids that are waking up in the morning to watch cartoons like Animaniacs and Looney Tunes and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember the Animaniacs. That shit was dope. It was crazy. It was one of those pointless cartoons. I'm like, there's no point to this. Nothing is happening. I'm just watching complete silliness. And I was okay with it.
Even though they're a cartoon also that definitely had a lot of adult humor.
Yeah. Like the, was it Yakko? The adult one that just wore pants. He wasn't an adult, but he was a taller one.
Yeah. He was definitely, you could tell he was the oldest.
Yeah, he was the one that made all the adult jokes. Like, some of the other two made some, but he was the one that made most of them.
Yeah, I remember it had references to things like, they referenced like Prince a lot. And like, Prince was is adult music. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not a, we were kids who listened to Prince, but he had adult content. Like, his songs are all about sex and everything. And to have him be a reference in a children's cartoon, it's like, okay, that's interesting. Or remember the Good Feathers?
The Good Feathers.
The Three Pigeons. Yes,
the Three Pigeons.
Yeah. We're supposed to be the Goodfellas. The Goodfellas is not a movie meant for children. You know what I mean? The amount of violence and swearing, sexual behavior, like everything in that movie is not meant for children. And they're over here turning those three characters into pigeons that we're supposed to enjoy as a child, which we did, granted. But Joe Pesci should never be interpreted as a cartoon for a child.
No. I didn't even think about that because I didn't see The Goodfellas growing up.
If you did, you probably just didn't remember it. Like, Dad watched it plenty of times.
Yeah, but like I consciously avoided watching it. I was not into mobster movies. I didn't care about them. Like, Dad watched all of The Godfathers and I suffered. I was very upset about it. I was like, I haven't seen one thing happen once in this entire 3 hours that I've wasted of my life that I'll never get back. So when the Goodfellas was on, I was like, this is another thing I don't care about. I'm not going to pay attention to this. So when I saw those pigeons, I understood the reference. I know, like, oh, the Goodfellas, whatever's. I didn't know if there would be any kind of reference there. Just like, oh, they're trying to be mobster pigeons. That's cool. There's a lot of them. That makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. They've got a syndicate all over the world. It works out.
Jen, you like Animaniacs a lot.
I did.
That's that.
That's a lot. I don't know what you covered. I was away for like a minute.
You could just talk about it.
The way she looked at you, like, that was complete. You're like, yeah.
That's a true statement you've made, George. Thank you. Yes, I too also breathe air.
I see Animaniacs, I remember, but I feel like I'm also like a lot of these cartoons kind of like mush together in my brain. So like, I feel like Tiny Toons is kind of mixing in with it. Like, was the Dodo, the Dodo was in Tiny Toons, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Dodo.
Yeah, I love that stupid little thing.
It's been surreal.
She doesn't know what I'm talking about.
The Marvin the Martian, that was Tiny Toons.
Well, Marvin the Martian was just a Looney Tune.
Yeah. But, like, wasn't there a Tiny Toon equivalent of Marvin the Martian?
Sure, there's a tinier versions of all of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's called.
I like the tinier version. Like, I hate, was it Daffy Duck? But I love Plucky Duck.
Oh, yeah, Plucky was my boy. I love Plucky so much.
So cute, with the toilet thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think my favorite thing was always the elevator thing and the helicopter. Because he was always like, you don't press the button. I press the button.
Yeah.
It wasn't Plucky Duck that I liked. I liked Baby Plucky Duck. Baby Plucky Duck was the best.
Did Plucky Duck grow older?
Plucky Duck. Ha ha. Your phone vibrated.
Saw that look like, oh shit, did they hear that?
A funny thing for everyone, we always try to make sure our phones are on silent before we record, and we told my brother, it's like, make sure your phone's on silent. He's like, all right, and he went through the whole process and he made sure, he's like, all right, we should be good, I think I prepared, and right now it just vibrated.
He's like, there's only two groups that message me anyway, I put them on mute, so it shouldn't come through.
Yeah. But it was Nickelback, right? Nickelback texted you.
Nickelback. Let me know about the new album. Yeah. I told you. I'm in the loop, man. Meanwhile, I can't.
But yes.
The song that they've sang. I have no idea.
Look at this photograph!
What's that ending?
That's the constipated version. In any case.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You're talking about Plucky Duck. And to answer your question, yes. The Plucky Duck that we saw was like in elementary school, but when he would have flashbacks to his childhood, it'd be a baby version. Baby version for me.
Yeah.
That's the one I like.
Baby version was where it's at.
Yeah, because he was adorable. He was all about pressing the button. You don't press the button.
Flushing things down the
toilet. Yeah.
Flushing.
Look at the helicopter. He was adorable. But Plucky Duck as like a regular kid was very much just like young Daffy. He was an annoying bastard.
I didn't even go to hell.
Yeah. He wasn't cute at all.
No.
I wasn't much for who are the two main characters.
The bunnies?
Yeah, I can't remember what the fuck their names are now.
Buster and Babs Bunny, no relation.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because they got the same last name.
Bugs?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Bugs Bunny?
Whatever.
He was awesome.
Chanel?
Well, no, I felt the same way. He was an asshole to everybody that he met. He was always super mean to everyone.
Yeah.
Up in your town, your life was not going to be easy.
Yeah. I was like, what stick went up your ass? Like, why are you like this? I mean, I just met you. I asked you where the bus stop was, and you just sent me on this.
Well, I feel like he was only a dick to Daffy, and Daffy was already a dick on his own. But like Elmer Fudd was trying to kill him. So in turn, he was defending himself, overly defending himself, but defending himself nonetheless. Same thing with Yosemite Sam, just defending himself because he was trying to always kill him. It was Daffy was the only one where it's like, dude, what's your problem, man? I feel like the dealing with the two humans put him in an asshole state of mind.
He became jaded.
So he's just like, everyone's out to get me, you know? And in turn, Daffy kind of was, because remember the whole verses of the rabbit season, duck season?
Oh, yeah.
You know? I think you guys are just thinking about it wrong, man. Now, Wile E. Coyote, he was an asshole. What did the Roadrunner ever do to him?
Explode him?
That was him. He did that to himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because like, I feel like Roadrunner started some shit, like antagonized. Kind of like Tom and Jerry, how Jerry antagonized Tom every now and then. It wasn't just Tom was an asshole all the time. Sometimes Jerry was an asshole instigating the fight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Jerry was a dick sometimes.
Yeah. Won, though. Pretty usually he won.
Yeah. No, the Roadrunner just ran.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything. And, like, there was that part of the cartoon always got me, because Wile E. Coyote was obviously going after Roadrunner because he was hungry. He wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's like, I'm going to eat that Roadrunner. And how would he do this? He would always get these contraptions from Acme, which, you know, took money. It's like, dude, if you got money to order all this shit, why don't you just go buy food? What are you doing? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I guess he has an address or a P.O. box out in the middle of the desert where he can't easily visit places. And they didn't have Uber Eats back then. So he's just ordering whatever will come to him, basically. And Acme's the only one that's like, whatever you are, we got you. Body functionality, but you know.
I derailed into Tiny Toons. I'm like, I know I watch Animaniacs, so why can't I remember anything outside of the pigeons?
Giving you like the Wheel of Fortune, or telling you what the capitals of every state or country were.
Well, that's from the three main characters, like Yakko, Wakko, and Dot did those things. Mm-hmm. But then you had like, it was very much a variety cartoon. So you had right, the Good Feathers. You had obviously Pinky and the Brain, which came from there.
Yeah.
Then you had Scrappy the Squirrel, who was like the aged, like Hollywood squirrel person or whatever. You remember Slappy the Squirrel?
Oh.
And she had like her young, like,
Yeah,
you had that. There was, I don't remember the name of these characters, but there was like this little like girl, and she had a pet dog that was always protecting her from dying.
Dot?
No, that's Yakko, Wakko, and Dot. That's the brother and sisters.
No. I don't know what you're talking about, but it's getting confused with this Looney Tunes version of that. There's this big dog and a little dog, and the big dog and the little kitten, the little kitten, and the big dog was and the kitten would
very much the same
thing on him, and it would.
You're talking about like a little blonde girl.
Yeah, it was a little blonde girl.
Yeah,
I think the dog name was Button, and I remember that because there was like a French episode they had where like she's like Button. But yeah, he was always like, he would constantly get hurt trying to protect her from danger.
Did he have like hair in front of his eyes? Like the dog that looks like they're blind because they have all that hair in front of their eyes?
No. No, he was like, if I had to compare him to a real life dog, maybe like a golden retriever or something. I don't know. Or a German Shepherd. I don't know.
Those are two very different looking dogs.
I didn't claim to have a perfect name. I didn't.
Some short haired dog. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, I know he wasn't a cat. But he was a dog.
Plot twist, it was a giant cat.
I mean, like, I can't be good at it. Damn, Jen.
Oh, you know what I loved? I don't know if it was Animaniacs or Tiny Toons, but it was probably Tiny Toons again. But the Pepe Le Pew, like, character, he was always falling in love with, like, a random cat that just happens to get, like, a bucket of white paint dropped onto her, so she'd have the strip and he'd chase her around.
Well, that's just Looney Tunes. That was just straight up Looney Tunes.
Wasn't there
Seymour had his own counterpart, but what you're referencing is straight up Looney Tunes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which,
yo, you want to talk about some adult fucking humor right there? That was rape.
Oh, yeah.
That was true. He was a stalker. He was trying to, like, rape her. He was, everything about what was happening there was wrong. But at the end, like, that shit always ended the same way. Whatever cat it was that got, like, fucked over with that paint on its back, it would always, at the end, like flip the script and just go after him all crazy and shit, like, all right, you want this? Let's do this. I'm gonna fuck you. You know? And then he was scared. He was like, oh no, too much. No, please. You know?
Because he would always find out at the end that they were a cat somehow. Like, they would get washed.
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Let's get washed now and flip the script right away. They're like, no, I want to run from him like this is a Jason or Friday the 13th movie. And just like those movies, he only hops after them real slow. He never runs, but he always catches up every time while they're like running for their lives. Max speed.
Yeah. Which I always thought was interesting. Like, that gave me a bad misconception of how skunks travel.
They're not bouncing.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Bouncing off. That's how he always walked. Like, he never walked any other way but with that bounce.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That did kind of cross my mind as a kid, like that they didn't hop. That was weird to me.
Yeah. It's like he bounced around while Bugs Bunny walked around.
Right. On his hind legs.
Ooh. Yeah. He walked like a person, and Pepe Le Pew kind of did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he did a little bit of everything. Yes, he did.
We don't everything know if he did a little bit of the thing he wanted to do. We know he tried real hard. We don't know if he ever succeeded.
With some of those skirmishes they get into, I kind of felt like maybe the D entered a little bit.
Just slipped in.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah. I mean, he's hopping around. He's about to land somewhere, right?
I accidentally got pregnant. How? How'd you do that?
They made scats. That's a different situation. That's...
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Is that another cartoon from your childhood that you love?
Yeah, even though I can't remember shit that happens in it. I just love the intro.
When I brought this conversation up as an idea, Cordero, I posted to Jen and I was like, what cartoon can you remember? And she mentioned that cartoon and I was blown away because that was such an obscure cartoon to have like one season. And like most people we know don't even remember that cartoon, let alone the movie that it's based off of.
It's based on the movie?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't even know. Yeah, it's based off an old movie.
Oh, I want to watch it.
It's a bad movie.
That's why I want to watch. I can't imagine being like, how good movie.
It's not.
If it's a good movie, we know about it.
Yeah, and that's where the song came from. Attack from the Killer Tomatoes. And of course, they made it like all like cool and hip for the cartoon with like a guitar solo and shit.
Is that how you feel about tomatoes now?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't like tomatoes?
You can't have them.
I love tomatoes. It's just the because acidity. Of the GERD thing, I can't have it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Can you have tomatoes? Because apparently you have the same condition, don't you?
Maybe not.
You notice that you're in pain after you have like a pizza?
I'm wondering if mine is more of just how I eat and stress.
Yeah, there's varying degrees of it.
There's a lot of things I forgot. Like, I've seen so many cartoons in my life. Like, I've seen all of the cartoons. So it's not like I can remember them all. I can only really remember a handful of highlights that were like, these really formed me as a person. This is how I got my sense of humor. This is how I think of things. This is the thing that I like now. There's only like a core set of those cartoons that I can recall really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And half of them are anime.
Yeah, I definitely want to do an episode where we just talk about all anime stuff. Because that's definitely its own beast. Like, talking about American stuff, like, at the end of the day, a lot of American animation is based on something that's humorous. There's a lighthearted side to it. There can be a message. There can be something adult. But it's usually going to be something that's more geared towards pure entertainment to make you happy. While anime doesn't give a fuck what you think.
Well,
it's going to have harder topics.
Yeah.
It's going to have more intense situations.
There's something for everyone because it's such like a big industry over there. Like it's a huge source of entertainment, but there's just like a genre and subgenres of everything.
They're going to do everything. Like, they're going to give you the good animation. They're going to give you the action scenes. It's basically like...
I mean, it's not always good animation hold the phone.
Yeah.
Better animation than most cartoons would have. Like, most cartoons are
cartoons. Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons that it's harder for adults to get into cartoons now. Like, for me, I still would watch Rick and Morty or The Venture Brothers or something like that. And those are still kind of based on things that I liked as a kid.
Yeah.
Those are based on the Johnny Quest that I liked as a kid.
But there's still, like, a stigma that, like, a lot of adults have where, like, oh, you're at a certain age. You shouldn't be watching any cartoons. You shouldn't like video games. You shouldn't like all these things that kids are supposed to like.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, fuck you. I like these things. You're an idiot for not being a little open-minded about it because like these are geared towards adults.
For sure.
There's a ton of adult humor that's mixed in with like things that are meant for like younger audiences.
Well, it's kind of like that Bill Maher argument where like he had a while back when he had talked shit about fans being upset that Stan Lee had died or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, the geeks are sad because they lost their hero or whatever. It's like, why are you still reading comic books? You're an adult. You
know? Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing a lot of it.
Yeah, but that's basically.
But he shat on adults who read comic books. Like, that's not meant for adults. Those are for kids.
Yeah.
While you have like Pulitzer Prize winning comic books. You know, like there's comic books out there that win grand esteemed awards.
Yeah.
For being made for adults. You know, and the same thing can go for cartoons and anime.
Yeah, you can't tell me that Saga is meant for children.
Oh, no.
The first two pages are a woman giving birth and screaming that she feels like she's going to take a shit in the middle of it. Yeah. Like, that's obviously not for children.
Is Saga good?
Yes.
It's the best.
It's very highly recommended.
Like, I saw this one of it, and I was like, Jesus, that is huge.
Yeah, there's so much that goes on. Like, it doesn't drag because, like, it's just, like, beat after beat after beat. And it's like, man, this poor fucking family.
Seriously, yeah.
Can't catch a break.
Yeah, when I used to sell it at the comic book shop, this is how I pitch it to people. It's like, do you like Star Wars? The answer is yes, obviously. Do you like Lord of the Rings? They're like, yeah, of course. Then you'll like Saga. Because it's pretty much like if you took those two things and put them into space.
Yeah.
You know, granted, Star Wars is already in space, but you know what I mean.
Saga's in space?
Yeah, and Juliet. And the Romeo and Juliet feel to it, too.
Oh.
That's really good. It's one of my top books in my collection. And you know I read a lot of comic books.
And I don't. And I read that one.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Jen doesn't read comic books. This was the first comic book that not only did Jen read, but when I would get it every week, Jen would almost read it first before I did.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
And it got me a little bit more open to reading other comics as well. And I got sucked into other things.
Yeah, but that's a whole other topic altogether. Yeah, that brings up another thing of like adult cartoons. We talk a lot about like these cartoons we grew up watching as children, like, we didn't even bring up like the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, which is like even for all of our times, but still shaped our cartoon viewing history. Yeah. But there was cartoons definitely geared for adults that we watched when we were kids. Like The Simpsons, you mentioned Beavis and Butthead, Eon Flux.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't know many adults who are older than us, like our parents' age, who watched those cartoons. It was pretty much everyone our age who watched it.
Like what came out? Heavy Metal came out when we were kids. It was probably around...
Oh, that was before we were born.
Yeah.
That was like 1980?
And we watched that. That was awesome. That was the coolest thing I'd ever seen when I was a little kid. Because like they had all this... It was great art, I thought. I think it was Frank Frazetta. What's that other guy? Oh, I forgot the artist's name. I have him on Instagram. I'll probably figure it out later. But there's a specific artist that drew those things as well as... what was it? Toon World? Cool World.
Ralph Bakshi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he draw something?
I don't think Ralph Bakshi was behind Heavy Metal. He could have been, but he was definitely behind Cool World. He did the Fire and Ice movie, which was Frank Frazetta art also.
Yeah. And those cartoons were the shit like when I was growing up. That was amazing. It was equivalent to the anime that had just came out around the same time we saw Akira. It was like super adult cartoons, but I was a toddler.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have been watching any of this. But I'm like, oh man, this is amazing. Like, I could go back and watch that now, and it would still have the same quality to me.
Oh, yeah, dude. I watch it every year. Every year, I watch it at least once because I have it on DVD. It's one of the best things I think I'll still ever see because it has good music. Like you said, the animation, that was all hand drawn still.
Yeah.
And it still holds up to anything that's digitally made today. Like, it was really well done. And it had tried different things too, like that opening scene. With the spaceman coming in with like a Corvette or whatever, and it's landing on Earth.
Yeah,
like that combined a lot of like real life aspects with animation that you didn't really see much yet. Like it was kind of like I don't know if either one of you ever saw American Pop.
Nope.
No.
Spaces? Tell me no. Okay, American Pop really incorporated a lot of real life things with the animation. This is before Roger Rabbit and all kind of stuff.
Mm.
You know, so it was that combination of both things together.
Mm.
Which was really kind of groundbreaking for those times. And again, American Pop, that's an adult cartoon, not meant for kids.
I didn't know about that. I might have seen it, but not thought about it. It might have been one of those things that kind of caught my periphery.
Dad owned it. We had it on VHS when we were kids.
Yeah,
which tells how old it is. It was on VHS.
I mean.
But then again, we were kind of on the VHS game for a while, even while DVDs were out for a bit.
That's true, too. Yeah. Yeah, we were what you call... Kind of poor.
Like, other people were listening to CDs and DVDs. We were still cassette tapes and VHSs for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Like DVDs and CDs.
And in all fairness, like, CDs did come out, like, in the 80s, and that was, like, a rich person thing.
Yeah, I could see that. I wish they had stuff like that. Man, that's unfortunate. They tried to make a heavy metal after that, like Heavy Metal 2000 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which was okay.
Yeah, which is what I thought of. Like, it satisfied my need to get another heavy metal film out there, but it wasn't like it matched up to the original at all.
Yeah.
It didn't have that magic.
They had a lot to live up to.
Yeah, big shoes to fill.
But they have, like, they had so much better technology at the time. Still, like, there's a lot better now, but even so, like, that means they could still make better shit. They should have capitalized on this increased capabilities to do better animation with multimediums, or even just the CGI mixed with animation. Like, some of the... Have you seen, not Ghost in the Shell, there's this show that came out, this kind of Ghost in the Shell-like, where people get put their consciousness in, like, a stack in their spine.
Oh, Altered Carbon.
Yes. They made an animation of that. And that animation style kind of reminded me of Street Fighter a little bit.
Okay.
It was really cool. It was kind of like a CGI or cel-shaded anime. And I thought, well, if they could do that, and this seems like it could have easily been an American production, because it was a Netflix original, even though that doesn't really say much, I guess. But still.
I think it was an anime, though.
Yeah.
Because I think it originally had, like, Japanese voice actors for it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's only in Japan. I don't know. But, like, we should be able to make something that's really cool, that has high production quality, and it would get a huge following of adult fans. I'm assuming that that's the real drawback, is that they're worried about getting a good fan base for these types of films.
Yeah.
It's a lot of effort into producing something like that.
Oh, for sure. And that's the big thing for these production studios, is there going to be a big payoff, quite literally?
Yeah.
You know, is there money in the bank for this shit? Like, you look at something like, we're going to talk something a little more newer, not nostalgic whatsoever, but Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
You know, that movie took 5 years to make, if not more. And most studios aren't going to take that much time to make an animation with no payoff. But they truly believed in what they were doing with that. The art style and everything had never been done like that before.
So good.
Yeah. And it's the best movie ever made.
I fucking loved it so much.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you see they released a 2022 date for the next one?
I did not. Clap hands.
I don't remember the date. I saw it on Twitter at some point very recently, last night or early this morning when I was partially asleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2022, I think May or June or something, 2022.
Okay.
Is that going to be Spider-Gwen or another Into the Spider-Verse?
It's supposed to be another Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah. So this is a sequel.
Yeah.
Okay. I know they're supposed to be working on a Spider-Gwen film itself too, like with just like all the ladies.
That's what I had heard too. That's why I thought that was what was going to be coming out as like a supposed sequel or spinoff. They're going to make the Spider-Gwen. But if they're going to make another Into the Spider-Verse, I'm way more pumped for that, because it's 2099 Spider-Man with Oscar Isaac.
I got so excited for that.
Yeah.
That's the one I want. That's my Spider-Man right there, man. Obviously, Peter Parker's Spider-Man.
Yeah, you got so excited. But
who's the second one? It's him.
Yeah, you got so excited when they popped that in the movie.
Yeah.
You were like, ooh.
Well, it was a double whammy. First of all, like, I love that Spider-Man. Like, that came from a series of Marvel comic books, the 2099 series, which sucked. It was a great idea.
I loved it. It was terrible.
It was a good idea, but, like, most of the books sucked, except for one, which was Spider-Man. Spider-Man was really good, and it showed how good it was because they brought it back later on, and his character still exists. And for me, it was the first Spider-Man that was part Spanish, but they never, like, leaned in on the fact that he was Spanish. It was just in his name, and that's that, and we're not going to talk about it ever again. And I was okay with that, because that doesn't have to be a thing. Like, his character should shine through, not his race. So for me, that was the first Spanish Spider-Man that I had, and he looked dope as fuck. He was badass. He didn't have the exact same powers as Peter Parker, but he idolized Peter Parker Spider-Man, so it was like the future about it, and it was all fucking cool. But so that was a big thing for me. And then to have Oscar Isaac, who is a Latin man, and I think a phenomenal actor. I love Oscar Isaac.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's like part Colombian or something.
Something.
Or Salvadorian. I don't know. I can't remember. In either case, like, dude is phenomenal. I love everything he fucking does. Super talented. And to have those two put together, I was like, this is it, man. If they could do a live action and give me Spider-Man 2, I'd be even happier.
You know what I think was super funny about that? It's that Jake Johnson plays the voice of the schlubby Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oscar Isaac does the cool, suave, futuristic one. And when you look at those two people in real life, Oscar,
they look alike.
He looks like a smooth Jake Johnson.
Yes, I feel the same way. Jake Johnson is like his bizarro version.
Wait, he's the guy from what, The New Girl?
Yeah.
I was trying to put it in a better light. Like, I felt bad. I always feel bad saying someone is the bizarro version of something else. Like, you're the super retarded version. Your S is back.
Hey, but in all fairness, Bizarro is also the lovable version of Superman.
Wasn't Chris Pine the other guy?
Huh?
The other Peter Parker?
Chris Pine was the other Peter Parker.
The blonde one.
Yeah, which he looks something like either one of them.
No. Wait, was it Chris Pine or was it this other dude with blue eyes? He has like a, I don't know his name. I really don't care about him in movies. He was in Star Trek. He was the new Star Trek. He was.
That's Chris Pine. That's him. That's Chris Pine.
Oh, Chris Pine. I thought you said Chris Pratt.
No. Oh, no. Pratt has not been a Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I'm like, Chris Pratt? No, I thought those other guys. I don't know his name at all. Not nothing. There's no clue here.
I love
how
you don't know his name at all, but you're like, I remember those beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only thing I can remember. Because, like, they noted that in the picture of him. He's like, oh, man, he looks so much better than me.
Well, that brings in another thing. You bringing up, like, the free metal being redone and everything. Now we're at a place where a lot of these cartoons that we grew up with are being remade and facing reboots and stuff. Some have been great. Some have been not so great. Some are not going to be great, in my opinion. For instance, I'll bring up the first thing, which is I love Thundercats.
Ooh.
I love Thundercats so much that in my home, I own statues of the characters that stand like 2 feet tall. They're one of my favorite cartoons growing up. I can still watch that cartoon right now and still love it equally so, I can say.
Yeah.
That's getting rebooted, and it's been remade before, and the remake was okay. It had an anime kind of feel to it on Cartoon Network. But the newest rendition looks like, you ever seen Steven Universe?
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When you showed it to me, I was just like, ooh, this is not a good look.
Yeah.
Like, I like Steven Universe, but that's because it was Steven Universe. It wasn't, like, something else that I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I love South Park, but I don't want to see Akira as South Park. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As funny as it would be, like, no, I each has its own place. And, like, when I saw this, I had that feeling that I never wanted to have a feel of, which was, this isn't my Thundercats. Like, this, I felt like an old man. It's like, leave my cartoon alone, all right? Make your thing your thing. And they did it with She-Ra, too. Like, I liked She-Ra as a kid. There are times I may have liked She-Ra even more than He-Man.
Yeah.
But this new She-Ra, where it's, like, all fun and whimsical and shit, it's like, no, I don't like this shit.
Have you watched it?
I saw, like, an episode.
I heard it was really good, actually.
It depends who you are. It depends, you know? Like, great. I bet for, like, a girly girl, it probably is great. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I liked the semi-realism that the She-Ra that I grew up with had, where, like, she was battling just as badass as He-Man was, just she happened to be a girl.
Yeah.
They didn't try to make it super uber feminized in any kind of way. It was just, like, she's a badass, and she happens to have, like, a Pegasus unicorn thing or whatever, which is, like, I can get behind that as a dude, too. I think Pegasus and unicorns are dope as fuck. A unicorn can impale someone with this fucking unicorn. You know what I mean? A Pegasus can fly. That all sounds cool to me.
Please have a Pegasus?
Yeah. Wait, Hercules? Or who are you saying?
Or is it Perseus? The one from the Titans. Revenge of the Titans? Pegasus?
Yeah, Perseus, yes.
There we go.
Yeah, Clash of the Titans kind of shit. But yeah, like, that stuff's all cool to me. But, like, they just... It's one of those that kind of conversations where, like, I guess this isn't me for you kind of thing. But I always tend to argue when it comes to an animation, it should be made for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's a cartoon. Why can't everyone just enjoy this? I used to watch fucking My Little Pony when I was a kid. And you know why? Because there was fucking, like, demon goblins that they had to face and everything. Yeah. I was like, there was aspects to everybody.
But it was also around the time of Care Bears, which was a very similar thing, but with bears.
Yeah. And I love Care Bears. Actually, we were talking about this earlier because Jen hadn't made her list yet of cartoons. So I was going through the cartoons for her. And I was like, Care Bears. And she's like, no. And I was like, you didn't watch Care Bears?
No.
I was like, I loved Care Bears as a kid. Why didn't you watch Care Bears? Like, it had cuddly Care Bears and Care Bear cousins. And they would they would attack Love through their stomachs.
Yeah.
Like, what's there not to like? But Jen didn't watch Care Bears.
I didn't. I was really picky with cartoons.
But they were adorable. I still think Care Bears are adorable.
I think by the time like I got into it too, like I thought that I was too old for them. Because remember, like I'm sleeping till noon. So I'm missing everything. I didn't have to go through the procedure of every, like, if I wanted to watch a cartoon, I didn't have to sneak around the house like you guys did. My mom was up at like 5 a.m. There's no sneaking around. She knew you were awake. If anything, she'd be happy that your ass was awake. But she's like, oh, you're not sleeping your life away. Great. Come and do some chores, like math or something. But I don't know. My sister watched a lot of the cartoons that you guys have talked about, like Care Bears and whatever else.
Yeah.
But
one of Smurfs and stuff.
Smurfs and shit. And the Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like the cartoons that I really remember growing up on were like The Simpsons, because that was late night television.
But none of us had to sneak around for that.
No.
Because we already grew up.
We were also lucky that our parents liked The Simpsons also. So that was something we all got to watch together because they were down.
Yeah.
You know, actually, what cartoon I did watch in the morning is just because I had to be awake because I had to go to school. It was Garfield and Friends, because I had my own TV in my room and I would just leave it on while I was getting ready and dressed in the morning. So that was like my only like daily ritual of a cartoon I watch.
Did you see the movies?
No.
Oh, me neither.
Wait, there are many movies?
Wait, backtrack. What are you talking about? Movies for Garfield or movies for Care Bears?
Garfield. There's not a movie for Care Bears, is there?
Yeah, we used to watch it all the time when we were kids.
Oh, no, I mean like live action. Might be.
Oh, no, I didn't watch.
Oh, yeah, no, there was no live action Care Bears. We had live action Garfield.
Oh, I didn't watch that. Live action Garfield kind of creeped me out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see it either. So I was wondering if you knew how that came out. Like, was it good? Was it worthwhile at all? I don't know.
I mean, I heard it was bad.
Yeah, I heard that they were all pretty bad.
I mean, what was that? Was it Zombieland that like poked fun at it at the end?
Yes.
On the second in the sequel?
Yes. Yes,
that's true. That's true. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, you know the funny thing behind that, right? Is that Bill Murray did the voice for Garfield.
Yeah.
And you know the reason why Bill Murray did the voice of Garfield?
No.
It's because he heard that the Coen brothers or a Coen brother was going to make the movie.
Oh, he got played.
But the guy who made the movie had the last name Coen, but he was not one of the brothers. He just happened to have the same last name. And the thing about Bill Murray is he doesn't have a manager or an agent or all this. All the movies he gets on his own because he gets it from his name. Bill Murray's one of those few actors in the world who doesn't audition for films. He gets everything because he's Bill Murray.
So he just saw Coen and he was like, all right, should be interesting.
And so he wanted in.
What would that look like, an actual like produced Coen Brothers Garfield movie?
It'd probably be amazing.
I feel like some of the cartoons that we used to watch, a lot of them have been getting remade as live action movies, and none of them have been good. I was hoping, like, I've been hoping for one. Like, this is it. Aside from Marvel, Marvel's been killing it.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to what you were saying. It's that they have, there's source material that they can lean on.
Yeah.
And plus, they got that Disney money.
Yeah.
I mean, Disney money makes a big difference, honestly. Warner's money, that's not good money. Disney money, that's where it's at.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because Dragon Ball Z tried to make a movie and I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And then I saw a preview and I'm like, oh, no.
No. Oh, I'm glad that you stopped that preview. I was going to be really sad if you said you watched the movie.
No, the preview said enough. I'm like, this is not at all Dragon Ball Z. This is you taking some random shit and putting Dragon Ball Z on the title and then saying, here you go, guys. You'll love this if you love the cartoon. Wrong. That's not true at all. It's horrible. I was so upset seeing the preview. So I'm like, oh, man, because Dragon Ball Z was my shit. It was religion back in the day. I remember I would watch it and you would go to work and you wouldn't be able to see an episode, but you wanted to know what was going on. So you'd be like, all right, let me know exactly what happens. So I'm like,
you want to play by play?
You would give me a play-by-play, yes.
So like, I got you, bro. It's like, all right, so Kamehameha for like 15 minutes.
It's like, so what syllable are we on today? We're on the May today. Have you been watching Super?
He's doing a spirit bomb yet, but still working on it.
Have you checked out Super yet?
No, I have not. I heard good things, though.
It's pretty good. Like, it took me a bit to get into it. But
which one's that one?
Dragon Ball Super is.
Oh, okay. Just stop talking.
I will keep on talking. It's about Dragon Ball.
You just said Super. I thought it was a completely a different show.
No, Dragon Ball Super. Because you got, Cordero knows, like, you got Dragon Ball, then you got Dragon Ball Z, and then there's Dragon Ball GT, and then there's Dragon Ball Super now. And in the beginning part of the seasons, they're just recapping a lot of, like, the straight-to-movie things that happened. But then after that, they start getting to, like, there's always a big battle and competition of some sorts. So there's, like, a battle of all the gods and the different there's a multiverse to the Dragon Ball pretty much canon now. And it's pretty good. You should watch it. You'll like it a lot. Especially, like, I've always liked Vegeta for different reasons. You know, granted, Gohan's my boy. And I feel like he always gets the short end of the stick. Like, they fucked over Gohan after Dragon Ball Z. He should have been the man forever. And then they just powered him down. But Vegeta's evolved through the whole series. And he's someone that you're going to like watching a lot in Super. Because now you're getting to see, like, his dad life and being a husband and all that kind of stuff. And how he juggles that with still trying to be the best and outdo Goku and everything. And you also see him become a mentor to, like, the Saiyan race, which is really cool. Like, everything about him is very complex and layered. Like, he's actually a really good character. You don't expect to hear that something is well written in Dragon Ball, because it's never been about that. It's usually just about the hits and some quick jokes or whatever. But his evolution really comes to fruition in Dragon Ball Super. Like, he becomes somebody, and it's worth watching just for him alone. But his hijinks are actually really ridiculous. Like, there's a scene that I'll tell you in one of the episodes where one of the gods comes down and they're dealing with him. And, like, at the moment, it's like, if he is pleased with Earth, then he won't destroy Earth. So he likes to eat food, and Krillin ends up making takoyaki. And he freaking, I figured you would have had it. You can get it, like, at sushi places and stuff.
Well, not all sushi
places. Some places, I guess. If you ever look for it, it's really good. It's pretty much like this street food of puff. It's like a pastry, right? Puff pastry? No, I don't want to say that. There's a dough, though.
They're octopus balls. There's balls of dough, and there's octopus, and they has, like, sauce on it, and it's really fucking good.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, in any case, Krillin makes a bunch of these. And there's, like, this game that he makes out of it where, like, there's, like, 500 of them. And one of them has a buttload of wasabi and no octopus at all. So you got to eat it and see who finds it. And so the god, Beerus, wants to partake in this game. It's like, oh, I'm down. Let's do this. And Vegeta, he knows who this guy is. He knows what he can do. And he's terrified. And he's just like, no, we shouldn't do this. And so, like, he tries to eat all the takoyaki and stuff. And, like, he tries to stop it. And eventually, like, they eat it and they're fine. I think Krillin actually ends up with the bad one, oddly enough, even though he's the one who made it.
Why did he do that?
Well, he didn't know. It was a mystery. It's the game. It's the game that they play.
Oh, like, why would he have to play this game when Vegeta wouldn't be down?
He sabotaged himself.
After that, Beerus is like, I love that takoyaki. And Krillin's like, oh, it's all gone. And you can see him getting mad. Like, he's like, oh, there's no more. I'm just displeasing, like, he's going to destroy Earth. And Vegeta's like, no. And he bounces. And they're like on a boat, right? Like a big cruise ship, because Bulma's rich as fuck, so she has a big cruise ship.
Oh, nice.
And he dives into the ocean and finds a giant fucking octopus, throws it on the ship, cuts it up, and becomes like Chef Vegeta. And he makes a buttload of fucking takoyaki for him so that no one dies.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Like, just seeing Vegeta be, like, someone's bitch on purpose was actually super entertaining.
That's a lot of takoyaki.
It was a lot of takoyaki. Because,
like, the balls are, like, smaller than my fist. Like, they're, I don't know.
They're, like, a third of your fist.
Like, think of, like, a meatball. Like,
yeah.
Like, an average meatball size thing.
No, but Saiyans can eat a lot of food. So that's, like, in that cartoon, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so can this god. Like, all Beerus, this, like, cat god or whatever, he's got the god of destruction. He's pretty much like Goku in every way, in the sense of, like, he likes fighting, he likes eating, and he likes sleeping. That's all he does.
Nice. He's the purple one with big ears, right?
Yeah. But yeah, check that out. I'd say watch Dragon Ball Super. You'll like it. So, but we digressed superbly there.
Yeah, we're like, we'll do an anime episode.
in my defense, I thought, like, hey, this is delving into the remakes and reboots of things that we liked. And this one, I haven't seen it, but someone might have. And lo and behold, George did.
So, no, I didn't watch that movie. I did not watch that movie. I was not going to waste my time with that shit.
What movie?
Dragon Ball?
Oh, yeah, screw that, no.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. I didn't watch the Garfield movies. But it does lean into the question of, what movie would we actually want to see redone or remade as a live action?
Oh, cartoon, you mean?
Yeah, cartoon. Done right. Like, obviously not shat on and desecrated. Like, if it could be done right, what would we want? I think it's obvious I want Thundercats.
That would be nice. Like, if they made the, if they had the heavy metal artist draw Thundercats, that would be dope as fuck. That would be amazing.
Or even, like, if it was done live action, like, imagine if Weta took it on, like, people behind Lord of the Rings. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
That's why I need Peter Jackson to make fucking Thundercats. It's like either Peter Jackson, Benicio del Toro. That's the right word. That's not the right one. Guillermo del Toro.
I was like, yeah.
Del Toro. Benicio could be one of the characters. I'd be okay with that. He could be Mumra.
I don't know. I think a lot of the things that I had wanted either have been done or are anime, so we wouldn't be able to talk about it in this one. Yeah, because, like, most of the stuff that I watched were, like, anything American was, as we had said before, is mostly just kid stuff. And the stuff that we watch now that's more for adults is just now cartoons like Rick and Morty or something like that.
Yeah.
In which case, if they made a live action of that, that'd be dope.
Well, yeah, we watched it. It's called Back to the Future.
Yeah. It's true.
What did you have, Jen? I saw you looking through your notes.
Well, I don't know if I would want it remade. I think I would just want more episodes of the Beetlejuice cartoon. Like, okay. I like the art style as it already is. Like, I don't think I even want it to change.
Okay.
I think it still holds up just within that world of its own. It already had a live action. It started live action. So I don't know if I would want it to go back in that route. But it could with, like, today's capabilities.
Oh, yeah.
Done right with, like, the right people, like Guillermo or whoever. Like,
yeah.
Like, Beetlejuice is so, like, he does some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with all, like, the CM lines and stuff.
You get Willem Dafoe as Beetlejuice.
You could, but at the same time, we still have Michael Keaton. He's not dead.
I know, but, like, and he probably would reprise that role. He's like...
Yeah, I mean, they're both the same age, pretty much. Why would you get another actor who's also old to play the guy who's already good at it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it would be good, because I know they're probably not going to do a live-action Rick and Morty. And they're probably not going to pick Willem Dafoe if they make one. So I'm like, now's the time to bring it up. You know, this isn't being either.
To that same effect, though, Christopher Lloyd is still alive. He can easily play Doc. Or Rick, I mean.
Right.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. True. I just see, Willem Dafoe's mannerisms are very much matching to those characters, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch him play all the characters he's played, he seems like that type of character, the way his mannerisms are.
That's true. I can totally see that. Especially after, not going to seem like it, but the movie The Lighthouse that came out last year, the way he acted in that easily had some Rick tendencies with how crazy he was.
I haven't seen that movie either. I tried watching it. We did the 15-minute test on it. It didn't pass.
Aw, that's too bad. It was good. It's definitely an artsy, art house kind of film.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth the full watch.
We probably just weren't in the mood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's slow, too. It's not a fast-paced film. Like, I didn't watch it immediately either. I needed a day where it's like, all right, I'm in a chill mood right now. I can watch something that's going to have more of a slow drag, and I have to, like, decipher later on. So Beetlejuice, huh?
Yeah, I think also I would really like to see, like, a new Gargoyles.
That's on my list. Yes.
Thank you for bringing
like, up. A new, whether it's, if it was just like animated, like a newer style of animation, because some of the animation sequences were really crappy.
Yeah, it's that cartoon actually is the reason I think this even got brought up, because I rewatched Gargoyles on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some things that happened there.
Like some of Elisa's running movements were like, bodies don't bend that way.
I think there were some scenes where like the coloring wasn't even finished.
Yeah. Like the skin tones and like all the tones on everyone was just like off.
Yeah. Like Cordero, you know, like in comic books back in the day, like the color bleed would go in, like the skin color would go into the hair or whatever. Like that kind of shit was happening.
You always stay in the lines when you color.
Not in Gargoyles. But yeah, I think I'd like to see like either like a newly animated, or I would be curious if a live action. Like I would want to see like a dark, grittier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like very dark Gargoyles, because it should
be. Cartoon. I feel like they had a good storyline that I liked when I was a little kid, and there was a lot going on. And it kind of ended early. Like, it was canceled, wasn't it?
It had, I just watched it. I want to say it had like 4 to 5 seasons.
But the last season was like all like side adventures.
Yeah, the very last season, which was called the Goliath Chronicles, apparently. It sucked.
Yeah.
It was not good.
I feel like they were just like ran out of, it was just like a season of filler episodes.
Yeah, the whole season was filler episodes. A lot of it was supposed to be him connecting with his daughter, like his long lost daughter.
Oh.
But at the end of the day, what it really ended up being was just, like you said, it was filler episodes. It also, it kind of rehashed a lot of old topics that they dealt with.
Yeah.
And it was as if like any character growth that had happened was thrown away and they tried to bring it back.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it forgot everything it did in the first 3 seasons.
Yeah, it was like, as if like new creators picked it up and they didn't like refer to the back material or either that, or they're just like, the show's successful, let's just keep going at little regard to whatever consequence.
Yeah.
What they could do, I felt like they could make a new animation of it, right? Something that goes well and really delves into all those characters, like that billionaire dude that always tried to fuck with the gargoyles for whatever reason.
Xanatos?
Yeah, and then they could make a movie after that. Because the people know about these characters, because some of these, like that billionaire dude, he was really multifaceted. There was a lot going on with that guy. Not multifaceted in the way that he was like a good guy, kind of. he was very much still an asshole, but he did a lot of shit. Like he delved in the magic world. He did a bunch. He was very much adventurous. He tried to get his willy wet everywhere.
Yeah. He wasn't just like a one-dimensional character.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was a good.
Good villains are good storytelling.
That cartoon, like the first 3 seasons or so, it actually had, like watching it again, it story-wise, it holds up.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely worth watching again because all the characters had they were all unique in their own way, but at the same time, still relatable for like the time that you needed or any time really. You know, you mentioned Xanatos, like he wasn't just a bad guy. He had rhyme and reason behind everything he did. You can relate with him in some way or another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't have a good relationship with his dad, and he always wanted to, like, be a self-made man. And you think, like, oh, well, he earned money maybe illegitimately. It's like, no, like, he earned money the hard way, in a way. He got it for himself. Like, all you find out in an episode, the reason he's rich is because of himself, because, like, he literally gave money to himself. Like, he ends up it's that whole like time paradox.
Don't you have to have money to give it to yourself? That's strange.
Yeah, it was weird. Like what happens in the episode is like he goes through time with the gargoyles. He gets like a coin from someone who's like himself or whatever. And then he goes into he gives this. This is what talks about time paradoxes. It's so fucked up. So like, okay, future self has a coin. He takes that coin, goes into the past, gives it to somebody. That somebody then meets, like, through ancestry, meets Xanatos as a kid, gives him that same coin. And then kid Xanatos takes that coin and, like, invests it, and he becomes rich.
So he used time and the power of inflation to make that work out.
Pretty much. Yeah. But he had to work hard to do that shit.
Right, because time traveling is a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's lawful evil.
Yeah, but like, but then like he ends up having a family and a kid, and he understands what the gargoyles are doing. He gets the sense of family and need to take care of your own. And like by the end of like the 3rd season, they kind of become a unit. Like him and the gargoyles, like he gives them back their castle, kind of, and like it kind of goes full circle. Everything about it was really well done. I mean, who doesn't like Damona? Damona was so fucking cool. She was a bitch.
She was a huge bitch.
Like she was evil. She was pure fucking evil.
I wanted him to, the main gargoyle's name?
Goliath.
I wanted him to get with the detective lady. I wanted him to get with her. I'm like, oh yeah, she's human, but I mean, she could take it, right? This will be great.
But she could take it.
Yeah, like I'm sure, like, you know, like horse videos. I've seen those.
It's kind of funny you said that, because before we came up with this topic, we didn't want to do horse videos, but like me and you discussed dealing with like party stuff, and like we're like, some parties that we went to may have been too risque, and we don't want to like talk about something that can make us incriminating.
Did you go to a pony show?
No.
I know. So where is this going?
Well, it's going for the fact that
this ties into the horse.
But, well, it's because we decided not to go with the party things, because like just any incriminating things we've done at parties of like, you know, doing something that's too risque that we don't want to talk about because professional reasons.
Right.
But then Cordero over here admits that he's watched horse porn.
Because everyone has. Everyone has seen that. Not on purpose, like, oh man, I'm about to get some erotica or whatever. It's like just out of curiosity. Like lots of people have seen
curiosity, yeah.
Jen, have you watched horse porn?
I may have watched one out of curiosity.
Oh, okay.
You all see? Right. Most people have seen like
Girls One Cup. Have you not?
Oh no, everyone watches horse porn. I'm just surprised that you have.
Curiosity gets the better of you.
And I mean, then, you're the one who's afraid of donkeys.
And then that's why I'm afraid of donkeys, because I've seen the horse.
Okay. All
right. And then it's like a black hole. Like once you start seeing it, you can't look away. Like it's this terrible thing happening before your eyes and you can't stop. One time this guy sat in a jar and I'm like, oh no, this is going to end horribly. I can't look away. And lo and behold, horribly.
In any case, yeah, Gargoyles.
That's a good cartoon.
It's on anecdotal evidence that girl could take it from the Gargoyles. Or yeah. Just one, because only they had a relationship.
Although, I think Brooklyn did like her, too. Not Brooklyn, Bronx. Brooklyn was the red one. Bronx was the big one. Man, I don't remember.
They all liked her.
In any case, I know there was the big blue one, and he kind of had the hots for her, too. Although he had the hots for Goliath's daughter also. He just wanted to get some.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of options for them, you know? There's Demona, who they all know is a bitch. None of them want to have anything to do with her.
Yeah.
There's the detective, who's a friendly lady. Sweet. I'm sure they're down. That's the only other woman they've seen aside from Demona. And then there's Goliath's daughter. So, like, all right, out of the three options, one, they don't want to die. One, Goliath is dating her. But, you know, they're friends. They're trying to get in there, I guess. They're not.
You know what? By season three into the bad season, they kind of much put it out there that they were dating.
Yeah.
Goliath?
Yeah. Well, because like there's an episode where she becomes a gargoyle and they become humans. And And so it's kind of like, oh shit, we're almost there. But then there's a moment where they actually kiss. Like, they end up kissing each other. And it's like, it's straight up like, all right, they like each other. That's it. Like, there is something there. But they understand it's like, you're a gargoyle, I'm human, we can't actually have sex. But they're in a relationship. Like, they make it very clear by the end that they are something. Like, he doesn't want anyone else, and she wants, like, she has a chance to have a boyfriend. And she's like, I can't because I'm in something that I can't. You know, the typical lines like, it's complicated.
Yeah.
It actually worked for the first time. It was complicated. It's like, how do you explain, like, I can't be with you because I'm kind of dating a gargoyle?
Plus, it might be weird. Like, it might be like how snakes have sex, is they do this weird thing where they intertwine. It's not like a penis goes in a vagina, per se. So, like, I wonder if he has that sort of situation going on where he doesn't have a penis, and that's why he's like, I don't want her to know that I don't have a penis. Right?
But if that was the case, what would be the need for the loincloth?
Yeah, so they were just Ken dolls.
Yeah.
Because they don't want anyone to know what's going on down there. Like, I don't want you to see what that weird... like, whatever qualms you have about seeing penises, much worse down here.
Now I just imagine like there's a scene, right? The deleted scenes from Gargoyles where like he's taking a shower and then she walks in and she sees that he doesn't have a penis and she's like, oh no, and she runs away and then he's just like, because that's Goliath's response to everything.
And it shows his whole body. It's just this blurry spot, like Japanese porn, just this blurry spot down there.
That was for Jen, because Jen really enjoys when I do the Goliath growl. It's the best thing. That's my favorite. Like, if they make another Gargoyles, that has to be in it.
Oh,
like, that's more important than anything else to me.
If they don't have it, it's a complete wash.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to make it come back.
The cartoon?
Yeah. Because there was a huge spike in viewership thanks to Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, everyone was watching it.
And the creators have been going on like Twitter and shit, and it's like, let's make this a thing. Because it's thanks to the fans, like we've gotten like Young Justice came back. You know, we've had things like Deadpool be a thing, you know. The fans have power now. Maybe too much power, but we have power. So Gargoyles can be a thing in the future.
Deadpool was mostly because of Ryan Reynolds though. Like, Ryan Reynolds put a lot of his own money into making sure that movie happened.
Yeah, but you know why it happened, though? Is because he ended up leaking that little video they made, little, like, fan-made video, and the fans loved it. If people hated it, it wouldn't have become a thing.
Yeah. So
that little leak made a world's difference. And everyone, like, I remember I was working at the comic book shop at the time, and all of us comic book geeks were like, holy fuck, that was amazing. Like, this has to be a thing.
But you can't hate something Ryan Reynolds does. That's impossible. He knew better.
I mean, well, did you see Green Lantern?
I didn't hate it.
neither did I. I'll make this clear. Neither did I, but the rest of the world does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Like, I defend that movie. Don't get me wrong. Everyone's like, oh, Ryan Reynolds sucks as a Green Lantern. It's like, yo, he didn't make Green Lantern. He got paid to be in Green Lantern. There's a difference.
Yeah. you know what I mean? When he was Wade Wilson in the X-Men movie, the Wolverine Origins, that sucked, but his part in it was good.
Yeah. The same thing goes for Blade Trinity. Like, Blade Trinity is not a good movie, but I'm always entertained by his little moments in it. Like, yeah. He's funny.
Yeah.
Like, there's no denying he's entertaining. It's in his blood. He can't help it. I love Ryan Reynolds.
Make now. They should do that one now.
What?
What?
Blade. Like, redo Blade now. I heard they're doing it, but...
They are. Yeah, yeah. Mahershala Ali's going to be Blade.
Oh, I like him.
He was from Moonlight?
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. Yep, I know who it is then. Yeah.
I was like, there's a lot of black guys in that. Do you know which one he is?
Yeah, but, like, he was the father figure for the main character.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
great. I think he's a great guy.
Yeah, I think he'll be amazing. He's great.
I wanted him to pick Michael J. White at first. That's what I wanted, but... You know, you can't get ideal situations all the time.
Yeah, but
you'll get better acting.
I like good actors, though.
Yeah, like Michael J. White will give you the good action scenes, but...
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but like, if you want acting, Mahershala.
I should have let you stutter for that. Shut up. Yeah, like that's the thing. Wesley Snipes is a good actor. Like, he's a classically trained actor. Like, mm-hmm. People kind of forget that. I think they see this guy who went to jail for tax evasion and the martial arts aspect, and they forget, like, no, he's actually an actor's actor. Like, he knows the craft and the art. He just happens to have a lot of tools in his bag, you know, to get the job done.
Yeah.
And I think Mahershala is more up that alley of the acting standards, and he can learn how to fight. So that won't have to be an issue. While Michael J. White, the dude's fucking... I love his fighting scenes. Like, that's something he has down packed. Like, I'd like to see him in more things because of that. And his acting for an action star is okay, but it's not great. It's very one-dimensional, which makes me feel bad because I've watched him in a lot of interviews, and I like watching his interviews because he actually, you can see he cares about the craft.
Mm.
Like, he's someone, like, he really does think about his characters and what he's doing. I'm not feeling it. And that's just on a personal level, you know, like, I feel bad about that because he does try hard. He really does care about what he's doing at all times. It doesn't always translate. You know what I mean? It sucks. But that's something else altogether. You know, that's movie talk, baby.
And that's just how movies are.
And that's how movies are. But yeah, I think that was a fun trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, what do our listeners be like? What did you guys grow up watching? You know, what was the thing that really resonated with you? What do you want to see remade in this day and age? Hit us up on our social media and let us know. But in any case, are you on social media, Cordero? I don't know. I don't really ever see you on anything.
Oh, man, that's a good... I have Facebook and Instagram, but I only really use Instagram actively, kind of. It's cordero.morero at Instagram. Yeah, forget it. Don't even look me up. I'm not even doing it.
That was the best.
Yeah, I don't have anything that I'm actively sharing out there that I'm like, yeah, I want this to be known. Follow me. I want fans. I want more of those, more of that. No, I'm good.
How about you, Jen? Who will follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr at Lazarus Trash Pit.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Nikolopolis, which is Nekolopolis. And of course, you can follow Beaver Rodeo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, almost anywhere, Beaver Rodeo Podcast. And we are available wherever podcasts listen to. We are on everything. It makes me so happy to look up our podcast on Google, and we're like the top 10 searches.
For real?
For real.
For real, Steve.
Beaver fucking Rodeo, bitches. We're spreading. Just like ass cheeks. Until next time, keep it slapping.
What are you doing?
Looking for beavers.
Real beaver. Beaver.
All right.
Oh, I feel like a power in it.
Hey, you see that?
My dick's asleep.